Today's time was the 5th of July, and our learning today should be dedicated to Milton Waxman. We're on page Kuf Chav Zayin, and we're talking about the bracha of brachos of Yerushalayim and Es Tzemach. And the Rav Yonasan Eibishitz refers to a kavana that every person should say in his heart from the bottom of the previous page. He said every person should say in his heart, Ribono Shel Olam, I give my life for Kiddush Hashem, and I'm not kedai to see the building of Tzion and the return of Malchus Beis David. I should give my life in Kiddush Hashem, and this is an amazing statement, but my eyes shouldn't see the lack of it. And the building of Yerushalayim, second line, Bono Yerushalayim, Vatzemach Karan David Laman Yiskade Shimcha. The purpose of it is that your name should be sanctified, Vitzurachem Al Banecha Ha'aluvim, and you should have mercy on your children who are shamed, the Tushim Bagola, abandoned in exile, Hasovlim Al Yichudcha, who suffer for the purpose of affirming your oneness in the world, Makadshim Shimcha Barabim, and they're Makadish your name in public. Hayoski Bavonasena Harabim Churban Vishamus Mikdash Tifartena Vavdan Malchus Beis David Yadua Lakol Kama Heder Vechasaran Tova Shigoram Lan. We understand how he's talking in his time, the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash and the destruction of the Mikdash, the loss of our glory, how much in lack of Malchus Beis David, how much we suffer for that. We've gone from life to death. And when we're returned, it's like a resurrection, we're brought back to life. We don't have to write about this at length. Very clear, strong feelings that Yonasan and Eibishitz feels that everybody would naturally have. Anybody who has a Jewish soul, his heart is broken within him, and he remembers Churban Yerushalayim and the memory of Malchus Beis David that has been stopped. That time, I think it does need more elaboration, but it's good to note that Yonasan and Eibishitz felt, he almost feels like it's too painful for him to talk about it. As a medrash Necha about two of the Chachamim who were darshaning Echa, one of the Psukim in the second paragraph of Echa, and one of them couldn't darshan too much because he had to stop, which most refer understand he just couldn't talk about it anymore. It sounds like here. Vibirchas Shema Koleinu, Chulu, when we say Shema Koleinu, Yasim Kol Megamosav, Lashem, Lispalo, Kolzrach, you should put like all of his hopes, goals in Hashem, that he should daven for all of his needs. Afilu davar katan o gadol, whether it's small or big. Remember that Shema Koleinu is sort of the catch-all. It's the end of the petitionary section of Shemona Esrei, and it's more general. Lo yibotze davar mash lo yispal vel Hashem. It shouldn't be anything that he leaves out, that he doesn't daven to Hashem for it. I don't know if Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz means your favorite sports team winning the game, but it means important things. Klal shel davar, ein dvar mashe ritzono lasos bo bayom mashe lo yispal Hashem latzlicho v'lehalicho v'derech hayoshev anochem. There's nothing that he wants to do today that he needs to get done that he shouldn't dive into Hashem to give him hatzlacha and to guide him on the right path and the correct path. Ein tzarech lomim yesh lachas v'shalom ezu tzara b'sof beiso. Needless to say, if he has a hardship, shetzarach lispal yes to daven. V'chein miyesh lo yisa simcha. If he has something good happening, shispal shelo yechata v'simcha. He shouldn't sin in the course of the simcha. V'lo yikrehu avon. No sin should come to him. Shelo yechas v'sham simcha. Shachare atuga. It shouldn't be a simcha that afterwards has sadness. V'al kol inyan masha osek yispal b'lashana. Everything that he's busy with, he should daven with his words. V'afki l'shono l'shono aleg uchovev v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if his own language, basically, it's not articulate. It's not a well-formulated tefillah. It's still beloved before Hashem. Ki'ilu hirba l'spal v'loshon rechava safa beruru n'ima tzacha. As if he had davened expansively and clear and pleasant and sharp language. So even if we don't know how to formulate our tefillahs, person sometimes puts in a personal tefillah there, even if it's not well put together. We know that the actual Shemoneh Esrei is based on the words of Nevi'im and Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, with every word chosen carefully, and the numbers of letters and words symbolize things. It's very sharp and with tremendous wisdom. A person's personal tefillah may be lacking in all that, but he says it's beloved by Hashem nonetheless. Vayidei tefillah zu yishma Hashem l'kaleinu. By way of this tefillah, Hashem will hear our voice. V'yetzei lanu tu'elos, and will come to us a benefit. Ki tefillah zu vade bekavana. V'lo yepiv l'shonu medaber v'liba bal imo. Ki medaber behergol v'mitzvah hanashim l'umada. So he's explaining the benefit of having a personal tefillah added, and what that affects for the rest of the tefillah. Because there's no doubt that that part of the tefillah will be with kavana. It's not going to be him davening with his mind and his heart not there, out of rote and mitzvahs hanashim l'umadas lashon pasuk. What it means, mitzvahs people do just out of habit.
So he's saying to insert it here.
Yeah.
Now I read that other people say to do it like at the end, right before Elokai, because that way you can still stop and answer the kedusha.
Right, yeah, if there's a time issue, that's correct, yeah. There's a little bit of a benefit to Shema Kolenu that's still within the Shemoneh Esrei, but making it in time for Kedusha is a strong imperative. That's
maybe
true.
Do one or two things in Shema Kolenu and then save the rest for later.
Yeah, maybe something quick. Yeah. And what he's saying is that this changes the quality of the whole tefillah, because this will certainly be the Kavana.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
You upgrade
the whole rest of your
Shemoneh. That's what he's saying, yeah. Ki yemispal b'chol yom dvar chadash, if he davens every day something new, what he needs then, v'gam masada tefilasa b'fiv, and he also organizes his tefillah with his words, imkein lazut tzarech kavan, that requires focus, vaday. V'yef shal hispal b'li kavanam yechadas, he can't do it without not only kavana, but a specific kavana. Gizehu ha'ikar ha'tfila ha'bomi ma'maki alei. That's the main part of tefillah when it comes from the depths of the heart. Vod ikar ha'toelas shakovea belibo. And also the main toelas that he establishes in his heart. Ki ein adam v'ish yisraeli nitan lemikrim. That no yid is given just to chance. Seder Hazman, Ajain Sarach Tfilah, and it's just, you know, the result of, you know, just time, to the degree that he wouldn't need Tfilah. In other words, it takes a person away from the thought process that life just happens, and, Tfilah is unnecessary. Ki hacharitzus v'hashkida v'pa'ula hakol sheker. Swiftness and diligence and action, it's all shaker. He means thinking that those things bring success. You know, people think, okay, life just happens, and if you want to get anything done, if you're diligent and you're smart, you'll get it done. If not, not. It's all shaker. Hashem niskenu l'ish Yisraeli kol alilos mitzadav. And from Hashem come all of the, are set up for every year, all of the this almost means schemes, but I mean, like, all of his steps, all the different vicissitudes in life, of his steps, what it means literally. He doesn't bang his finger down here unless it's been declared upstairs. It means even the smallest things are not mikra, they're not just, they don't just happen, and therefore saying something. Personal tefillahs in Shema Kolenu concretizes that awareness and changes our whole approach to tefillah. Okay, continue next week.